You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. Our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but with a special emphasis on congregational worship. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I'm happy to be with you each week as we talk about important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. And as always, if you can help us by sharing this podcast out with your friends and colleagues, we would really appreciate it. We want them to be able to have the same access to this kind of help that you have. So maybe think about how you can get the word out to others about this podcast. This week, we are going to talk about your AV system, actually for this week and the next week. And this week, we're going to talk about how to get the most out of your AV system. I go into so many churches where the AV systems are not what they want them to be. They're not getting the sound that they want, or they're not getting the video that they want. And usually they have a grocery list of new equipment that they want to purchase and don't have the budget for, or don't know if that's the right equipment to purchase. But this week, instead of talking about purchasing, we'll talk about new equipment next week. This week, we are going to talk about getting the most out of the AV equipment that you have, rather than spending a lot of money on new equipment right away. Let's talk about how to optimize the equipment that you have. Many times, I have found that churches are working with equipment that's perfectly fine to suit their needs. They just never have gotten it properly optimized. So let's start by saying, what do we mean by AV? When I say AV, I'm talking about your audio-visual system. On the audio side, you have all your microphones, your cables, your sound mixer, your speakers, everything that goes into taking sound and making it amplified for the congregation is on the audio side. And then on the video side, you have everything from your presentation software to your screens to your projectors to lights to cameras, whether they are cameras being operated by humans or whether they are PTZ cameras. Those are the automated cameras, the little small cameras you see. They're called pan, tilt, zoom cameras. These cameras, a lot of times, are these little robotic cameras, are a way that churches use. So it's all of that that goes into the video side, much bigger than it used to be as more and more churches are starting to record and video record and stream. So how do you take, everybody has such complex systems and such different systems, how can I possibly talk in one podcast about maximizing and optimizing the existing AV system? So I'm going to give you three steps that any church can do, that any AV system can benefit from, and that I think 9 times out of 10, let's say 8 times out of 10, will remedy whatever issues that you're dealing with whenever you are trying to improve the sound or the video in your church. So here's step number one, and that is repair. You need to go through your system. Let's call it repair and upkeep. You really need to take a day or a weekend and bring your team in and go through your system top to bottom to look for anything that might need to be repaired. And make a list. You know, maybe that one channel on your board that's been a problem, it's time to get that repaired. It could be that you have cabling, it's time to get it repaired. You could have light bulbs that are out and it's time to order bulbs and getting all the bulbs changed. Projector bulbs, it's time for those. Washing your screens, cleaning your screens, that's a big one that a lot of churches don't do. And I walk in and they're complaining about the quality of the picture on their screens. And you go up and you get close to it and wipe it, and there's just this big handful of dust that comes off. And it's like, wow, well, you know, possibly cleaning your screens might be a good idea. But it's basically going through your entire system, checking every microphone, checking every cable, checking every input, checking every knob, checking every light, just a step-by-step check of every single aspect of your system so that every part of it gets to be, is in proper repair and upkeep and cleaning. This can be a very tedious task. That's why I said you need to really get your whole team involved. Take your time. You may want to do just one day. You may have to do 2 or 3 days, depending on the size of your church and the size of your systems. If you have more than one system, if you have more than one sound system in your church, because you have more than one venue, then you'll need more than one weekend, because each venue alone will probably take you a weekend just to go through from top to bottom, especially if that you're that large of a church. But the repairs are key. And keeping things in good repair is a key. This is checking up on things is something that you should do on a regular basis. Cabling, if you find that a cable has a short in it or a cable is no longer working, there's a chance that you can repair it. Most churches of any size simply just throw the cable away and go and get a new one, because by the time you try to repair a cable, many times it's not going to get repaired and repaired properly, or it's just going to break down again. But if you got somebody who's really good with a soldering gun, there's no reason why you can't repair your own cables. But looking at your cabling, looking at your microphones, looking at everything, making sure that it is in good repair. If it needs to be sent out for repair, then start scheduling those repairs. Get with your local dealer who's a certified repair place. Many of them, let's say your soundboard needs to be repaired, many of them will loan you a board while your board is out. If you use a very reputable repair shop. But whatever you do, make sure you take the time to go through everything in your system and try to get it up to date. Next is going to cost you a little bit of money, but I really think this is the biggest bang for the buck. So many churches, the first thing when things are not going their way, they want to go out and buy new equipment. The problem is new equipment is not going to do any good if you don't have the proper setup. And so the next thing that I want to talk to you about is what I call professional setup. If you have a sound system, for instance, you may have a great volunteer running your soundboard. You may even have some good in-house professionals that are helping you with your soundboard. But the one thing that I know is that the house sound is just like your house at home. Eventually, you don't hear things. Eventually, you miss things because you hear it every week. There may be a buzz that's crept into the system. There may be a very high-frequency chatter that has come in. You may have some RF interference that you haven't been hearing because you hear it every week. Having a professional come in and optimize your setup is an amazing thing. Hiring a professional come in for one day to go through your system, maybe pink noise the system and get it out flat, to make sure that everything is working the way that it should and that everything sounds the way that it should, and a fresh set of ears on your mix. If you can hire somebody to come in just for one rehearsal or one service, it will be amazing the difference that you will have in the overall sound in your church. As these professional ears take a sound system that you feel like is flat and dull and maybe it's time to be replaced, and they bring new life into it because it's really not the sound system that's at fault. It's just the fact that it hasn't been remixed and recalibrated in a while. Everything needs a tune-up. Well, your car needs a tune-up. There are people who calibrate and tune up all kinds of electronics. Everything needs a tune-up every now and then. Same thing for your video system. Bring somebody in and let them go through your lights and make sure that everything is optimized. Let them go through your projection system. Make sure that all your settings are up to date and optimized for the light in your room. These kinds of evaluations of your current setup do amazing wonders for the equipment that you already have, and are a very inexpensive alternative to the high cost of replacing equipment and then still having to have it all professionally set up. So I've always advocated for finding professionals to come in who can set up your system and do so at an hourly rate or a job rate that may look expensive at first, but in the long run, it saves you a whole lot of money. If you find out that it's really just the system that you have needed to be optimized. The last option that I want to put out, the last thing that I want to put out there for you is the professional opinion. While you have these professionals out there, again, many churches, their answer to their AV issues are new equipment. I would have the professional who comes out and looks at your system and does the optimization to then give you their opinion of what some key equipment that may need to be repaired, replaced, or added to. You know, maybe there's a missing piece of equipment, but getting their opinion on what would be the best next step. If it's not the person who comes out and does the optimization for you, then if you've been working with a company on sales, or if you have been working with some type of consultant on your sound system or your AV system, get them to come out. 9 times out of 10, they'll come out for free, especially the companies who want to sell you something. They'll come out for free. They will look at your system and they will start to make recommendations based off of their experience and their expertise and what is new, what's out there, and what is some of the best equipment available that's in your price range. If somebody doesn't start off by saying, what do you want it to do and how much do you want to spend, then you may not be able to afford the answer that they come up with. But one of the things that is really great about modern AV equipment is there's usually a solution in just about every price point except for free, and sometimes even free. There are apps and things like that that you don't even know about that may be very low cost and can do wonders for your system. So you are not just leaning on your own knowledge and own expertise or the expertise of just the people in your church, but you are reaching out and leaning on an expert who lives, eats, and breathes AV equipment every single day, and they can really give you the kind of advice that you need. So these three things, if you follow these three things, you will find that your AV system in your church will be maximized about as good as it can be. So let me reset those for you. The first thing is to go through and do repairs. Make sure that your system is up to date, clean, and in good shape. Then your next step is to bring in a professional, probably both an audio professional and a video professional, to go through your system and maximize it, optimize it. Let them bring it to life. Don't just put them in a static space. Try to bring them into a rehearsal space, a moving space, so they can really show you what your system can do. One of the things I really believe is that most of the time when I go in, churches are not using but maybe 40% of what their system can actually do, and they don't even know all the things that it can do. There are many things that these systems can do today that you're not even aware of unless you are an expert in the field and you regularly use those. And these professionals that you bring in can also do some training for you. That's a big thing, is they can help you and train your operators to, now that they've optimized the system, to maintain that optimization and figure out how to get it back there if it ever gets unset again. And then last but not least, bring in a professional to give you an opinion on what could be the next steps for your church, so that if you decide it's time and you have a budget for replacing equipment or putting in new equipment, you know which equipment is best suited for that process. And sometimes, I have to tell you, sometimes it is the least sexy piece of equipment that's going to do the best for you. It may be some interface in between your output on your board and your speaker system that will all of a sudden maximize your speakers, and they will sound like everything is brand new. And that little rack piece is certainly not as flashy as a brand new board or a brand new line array up in the air, but that little piece of equipment took the AV system that you already had, and for a much smaller price, made it sound brand new and did exactly what you need to do. These are the things that professionals can help you with. So before you go and scrap that system and buy something brand new, take the time to maximize the system that you have and make sure that you are getting everything out of it that you can. Hope this has helped. Next week, we are going to talk about the volunteers in your team and the ones maybe who are paid, but we're going to learn how to build quality relationships with that AV team. So don't miss next week. And I'm so glad that you are here once again. This is Purposed Heart Ministries. Don't forget to go to our website, purposedheartministries.com. And I'm proud to announce that our new newsletter has been released. It was released yesterday, and June 25th. And if you have not signed up for the newsletter, please go to purposedheartministries.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Get a copy of it. It's going to come out monthly. It's going to have great information on it that I think will help you. Some of it is an extension of the podcast. Some of it is brand new materials. So don't miss out on the newsletter. And again, share that around too. But in fact, anything you can do to help us share about Purposed Heart Ministries, we are glad to have that help. We thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week when we look at building relationships with the AV team. God bless you, and God bless your ministries.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.